Time for the final edition of our Christmas gifting feature, brought to you by Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping. We've left the kids till last. Our guest is standing by with some wonderful suggestions for the younger members of the family. But before we get to those, this is your last chance to win a shopping spree courtesy of Cavendish Square. They've donated a 1500 Rand gift voucher to give away today. And one last time, all you have to do to win is phone me now on 021-446-0567 and finish the following phrase. Christmas isn't Christmas without. Tell us how you would end that sentence. You could be walking away with the 1500 Rand gift voucher to spend on your Christmas shopping. On the line with us is Lisa McNamara, publisher of Child Magazine, which is always full of great ideas for dealing with the crises in the household, keeping the kids entertained, and quite pertinently at this time of year, ideas on what to buy the little darlings for Christmas. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Hi.
I absolutely loved your first suggestion, which is, in fact, not to give a gift at all, but rather to give a donation in the name of the child. Why do you think it's a good idea at this time of year, particularly?
I think it's nice. I mean, many of us have got so much. And I think particularly for older children who are passionate about perhaps other children, about animals, allowing them to feel empowered by choosing something, whether it's the Peninsula School Feeding Scheme where they feed a child for a year, or, you know, a contribution to the SPCA for a sterilization, something that really makes a difference to someone else, I think can be very empowering for a child.
It's a lovely concept. And also, as you say, so many of us have so much. It's about teaching them to be grateful for what they have and to share what they have. You've picked out a couple of suggestions that you've mentioned there. It's only 450 Rand to feed a child for the whole year with the Peninsula School Feeding Scheme. You can have an animal sterilized via SPCA or TIRS for around about 350 to 400 Rand. You also had a lovely suggestion, which was echoed by our person yesterday talking about DIY suggestions for Christmas trees. And that was to support Green Pop. You've nominated here planting a tree in a reforestation project.
Yeah, I think that's also a very nice idea.
Okay, so some great suggestions, particularly, I mean, that's maybe a little bit tough to ask of a younger child to understand that you're not getting the gift, but certainly for this early teenager, I think it's a great learning opportunity too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's move on though to what we can buy the little ones who really do want to receive their own gift under the tree. And we're going to start with your pick of a range of eco-friendly toys, Lisa.
Yes, I'm particularly fond of this one. It's German, so you know the quality is amazing. It's called Harper. And what I like, firstly, is that they use eco-friendly materials such as wood and bamboo. All the paint is non-toxic. Mm-hmm. The second thing I really like is the cheapest gift, I think, is about 33 Rand for a little wooden yo-yo, which is wonderful for wrapping up for a stocking. Mm. They have train sets. They have dolls' houses. So they literally start at 33 Rand and go through all the way to, you know, a giant garage for 3,000 Rand. But it's fantastic because you can go into a Toy Kingdom or a Toys R Us and select your gift, or you can go online. And I think that's quite nice at this time of the year to, you know, go to a place like Faithful to Nature.
Yes.
And they have got a really wide range of this wonderful toy option from Germany.
Mm. Okay, so we're looking for Harper, which is spelt H-A-P-E for those who are interested. Look for them either in the Toy Kingdom stores or online, as Lisa suggested. And then the good old faithful of a lovely doll for a young girl or boy, Lisa, but you've picked out a particular range of dolls, and tell us why.
I like them because the baby love, the new range, they have a little doll, Bella, who speaks English. Then they have a little doll called Tasha, who has got sort of 50 different sentences that she says in Afrikaans, and then also they have a doll that speaks Zulu. So I think that is the most spoken language in South Africa. So wouldn't it be wonderful if your child could perhaps learn, you know, to play and to interact? Children love toys that feed back, that give, you know, that they can really interact with, and these can do it in three different languages.
And I can't think of how often I've had guests talking about the importance of children being able to play with toys that look like them and how important it is for them to feel that sense of self-worth and self-love that comes with that. So that's wonderful that the range has been expanded like this. The Baby Love dolls, how much do they cost and where do we buy them, Lisa?
So the big toy stores, again, Toy Kingdom, Toys R Us, you can also get them online. You can get them from Macro. I know Take a Lot is selling them as well. And they start around $4.99 to about 600 Rand. So they're not cheap, but a doll like this will last your child for a long time.
Some great suggestions, Lisa. And I also have to say well done on the year-end edition of Child Magazine, which is crammed full of ideas for the holidays. Thank you so much for the inspiration throughout the year, and particularly for parents who are scratching their heads to keep the little ones entertained. Please, I'd recommend getting hold of a copy of Child Magazine. The latest edition has got lots of inspiration. Wishing you and your team all the best for the festive season, Lisa.
Thank you, Pippa, and to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us. Lisa McNamara is the publisher of Child Magazine. So there you have it. If you have a child who is old enough to understand the concept of giving and sharing and paying it forward, consider making a donation in their name in lieu of a gift. And we've done that for a couple of years now for most major birthday parties, and I just think it is a lovely thing to do for those who already have a lot and really don't need more. Otherwise, look for the Harper range, H-A-P-E, those eco-friendly wooden toys, or the Old Faithful Baby Love dolls in toy stores now. Now, I'm looking for one last winner to spoil with a shopping spree at Cavendish Square, and it's Caroline in Kenilworth who is going to try and finish the sentence for us. Caroline, Christmas isn't Christmas without what?
Hi, Pippa. Christmas isn't Christmas without the whole family at a beach holiday building jigsaw puzzles around the table.
Oh, that is a story after my own heart, Caroline. The jigsaw puzzle roll goes on holiday with me every year as well.
Absolutely,
and it's
yes.
Particularly for the rainy days. It's the absolute best. Okay, so have you got a new one picked out to go along this year?
Well, you know what we've got, we've found, is those puzzles that are made in three different sizes. You get big pieces for little ones under five, and then middle-sized pieces for the older kids. And then the small ones for adults. So the whole family can build that puzzle around the table.
What a brilliant idea. Where do you find those, Caroline?
I forget the name of it, but there's a shop in Waterfront downstairs that sells puzzles. And they sell all those lovely, crazy puzzles, you know, with the weird figures on.
Yep.
And you get they make those puzzles with three different sizes. Pieces for the three generations.
That was an absolute stroke of genius whoever came up with that concept. Caroline, congratulations. I hope you've already bought your puzzle for this year so you can spend your 1500 Rand voucher on something else for yourself.
Oh, well, I'm going to spend it on my grandchildren.
And he'll get it paid back in love fivefold. Caroline and Kenilworth, congratulations. And please hold the line so that my producer can take your details. We wish you very happy shopping with your 1500 Rand voucher courtesy of Cavendish Square and Cape Talk. And we wish you, more importantly, a very, very happy time together as a family this festive season. Now, if you want to give your tech-savvy siblings or kids something really impressive this festive season, you will find it at Cavendish Square with stores like Cape Union Mart, Dion Wired, iStore, WeFix, BT Games and Incredible Connection. You'll find it all from navigators, PSPs and PlayStations to the fun and interactive Nintendo Wii. Getting these gifts is also a breeze because Cavendish Square has extended trading hours from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. from now until the 23rd of December. For more information on events this festive season, visit the Cavendish Square Facebook page. Cavendish Square, the perfect excuse to go shopping.